For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
I probably spend too much time on Twitter because it's a place that I can go and get a lot of different opinions by thought leaders and influencers, writers, politicians, personalities. And those folks sit at computers in New York City and Washington, D.C. all day, and they bandy about terms that they all know what they mean. And I think that some of the influence that some of these thinkers believe they have is reduced because us unwashed folks out here in middle America don't know what exactly they're referring to and may not ever go check and see what it's about. It'd be like two mechanics having conversations and they're throwing numbers around and references to pistons and horsepower, and you don't really know what they're talking about, but you're just going along. Well, this happens in politics. One of the things you may have seen referenced is the 1619 Project, and it is incredibly important, and it's representative of something that I think is truly emblematic. It's emblematic of what's wrong with education and culture today. And I thought, we need an expert on this who can really talk about it. And as it turns out, we found one. He's the author of a book called 1620, A Critical Response to the 1619 Project. His name is Peter Wood. He is president of the National Association of Scholars, a former professor of anthropology, college provost, editor-in-chief of the journal Academic Questions, and a widely published essayist. In 2019, he received the Gene Kirkpatrick Prize for Contributions to Academic Freedom. So he comes from academia, but not from the left. Peter W. Wood is our guest. Peter, to start with, for folks that have no idea what the 1619 Project is, what is that?
Well, it's a publication on August 18th, 2019, the New York Times, which styles itself as the nation's newspaper of record, published a special issue of its Sunday magazine titled The 1619 Project, and it laid out in 100 pages exactly a new vision of what American history and American society are all about. The year 1619 in the title refers to the period exactly 400 years before publication of the newspaper supplement, in which a ship arrived at Port Comfort near Jamestown, Virginia, with a cargo of 20-some African slaves, which the owners of the ship traded for provisions, and then they sailed away. According to the Times, you know, this is what the Times says, not what actually happened, those unfortunate captives became the original African slaves in British North America and are the root of the 400 years of racist oppression that followed. By the Times account, this is a, quote, reframing of American history that says the real founding of America was not the American Revolution in 1776 or the creation of the Constitution in 1787. It was the arrival of these slaves near Jamestown in 1619. And therefore, the 1619 Project, in the larger sense, is to convince Americans to look to that as the seminal event out of which our country eventually arose. There's a lot of packaging around this. The claim goes that America's ideals were false from the beginning. They were simply up there to confuse people or to hide the ugly truth that this was a nation founded on forced labor, oppression, and various forms of racism that got enacted in the decades and centuries that followed. The author of the lead essay in the 1619 Project was a Times journalist named Nicole Hannah-Jones. She's also the chief editor of the particular publication, with the 9 other essays in addition to hers, and a lot of filler photographs, poems, very short pieces that fill it out. For her work on this, Nicole Hannah-Jones was awarded the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for a work in opinion journalism. So the 1619 Project began as a piece of a newspaper, but it has extended itself way beyond that. The original publication itself included a statement from the Pulitzer Center, as opposed to the Pulitzer Foundation that gives the prizes. The Pulitzer Center is an education-oriented outfit that said that it was going to transform the 1619 Project into a school curriculum. And they have already signed up in the early days of this 4,000 American high school and grade school history teachers to teach at school districts around the country. Initially, it was Chicago and Buffalo adopted it as a formal part of their teaching. So what we were getting here was not simply a one-off declaration by a newspaper as to how our history should be rewritten, but a revision of American history that meant to reach every school child in the country for generations to come. That's more than a nutshell, but that's a
why is that so disturbing? What is troubling about that?
Well, there's several things that are troubling about it. I'll start with one which could take a lot of time, but I'm going to be brief about it, that this 1619 Project is based on a lot of, to be polite about it, mistakes, errors, things that just weren't true, starting with what happened to those captives that arrived on this ship at Port Comfort, Virginia in 1619. The ship was a pirate ship, English pirates, who had intercepted a Spanish slave ship in the Caribbean, taking a cargo of slaves to be worked to death in the mines of Mexico. The captured slaves were mostly taken to Bermuda by the pirates and sold there, but they had 20-some left over. The sum means we don't know how many more than 20, but it was fewer than 30. 20-some slaves were then taken to Virginia, but Virginia did not recognize slavery at the time. It did recognize something we call indentured servitude, which was to say, English people were coming over to trade their labor for the cost of the voyage.
Right. Peter, I'm going to hold you right there. I got a quick break. Okay. We're going to come back and pick up right there. It's a perfect spot. Stay tuned. Quick reminder, if you'll go to michaelberryshow.com, that's our official website, and while you're there, buy your official Michael Berry Show gear and wear it proudly. We appreciate you. That's all at michaelberryshow.com. Peter Wood is our guest. He is a scholar among scholars. The 1619 Project, as he has explained in the last segment, is a project designed to sort of rewrite American history. And you know that this comes from a bad place with bad intentions, but it's also important that you know why it's wrong and why it's important to get it right. So you talked about Virginia. And you were taking us from that point of the story. If you would pick up right there, Peter.
Right there. When those African captives got off the ship called White Lion, they became indentured servants. And that meant that in a few short years, they were set free. And some of them did very well. They intermarried with the white population. They became landowners, a few of them very significant landowners. One brought a court case against a white neighbor and won in court. So what we have is actually an early experiment in racial integration and a kind of multiculturalism that took place. So nominating 1619 as the year in which oppressive slavery began in the English colonies just happens to be factually false. And historians who studied this period have known that for a long time, but it was, I guess, convenient for the times to declare that that even date of 400 years ago was the start when everything went bad. Of course, slavery did come to the English colonies, but that was about 50 years later. And so right from the get-go, the 1619 Project is founded on a mistake, or if you will, a lie, because it's probably true that the times knew that that statement did not hold water. But that's far from the only mistake that the 1619 Project contains. I will mention two others just to give some sense of the audacity of the misrepresentation. The 1619 Project claims, Nicole Hannah-Jones herself claims, that the American Revolution was fought by the white population of the colonies in order to preserve the institution of slavery against the threat that the British would emancipate American slaves and end the slave trade. Well, now we do know why the American Revolution was fought. We have this document right. called the Declaration of Independence that lays out in rather fine detail all the grievances that the settlers had against the British Crown, starting with the idea of no taxation without representation, and on down the line. That long list never mentions the threat that the British might emancipate American slaves. It doesn't do that because the British never made that threat. No one in the colonies ever believed that the British were going to do such a thing. Why? Because the British were the world's biggest slave traders at that point, heavily invested in bringing slaves to the New World, supplying their plantations in the Caribbean with African slaves and so on. So there was no threat, and there was no kind of imagination on the part of Americans that the threat would come from that direction. There was a threat to slavery at that time. It was the threat of abolitionists who were already working well before the American Revolution to bring about the abolition of slavery. That element of the history just disappears. Well, that's one more instance of something that's just made up out of thin air and lodged in the minds of the New York Times readers as a newfound fact. Our revolution was founded on slavery. Abraham Lincoln comes into the picture as a vile racist who brought about the Civil War in order to realize his goal of exiling people of African heritage out of continental United States, either back to Africa or to Haiti or Panama. Now, the lie here is more complicated because there had been a movement starting all the way back in the 18-teens to create a voluntary exit plan for
sure, Liberia and James Monroe and the like.
Right. And Lincoln endorsed that idea for a while, but so did many free blacks in the North think that it was a good idea. He discussed it with a delegation of black leaders in the White House in 1863, and then he said, no, that's not what I'm going to do. Emancipated blacks in the United States will be citizens like anybody else. It took, of course, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to make that a reality, but thinking of Lincoln as someone whose motive was to oppress blacks would, I think, strike most people as a bizarre assertion. But anyway, that's part of what the 1619 Project teaches. The reasoning behind all of this, I think, however, is more disturbing than these particular preposterous claims. The reasoning being that Nicole Hannah-Jones and her fellow writers are intent on depicting our history as a history beginning to end of racial oppression. They're teaching a doctrine here that there was nothing that ever happened in the way of economic development, political development, religious, educational, cultural, you name it, that is not founded in the desire of white people to oppress black people. That's the one cause that unifies and underlies everything that happened in America. Our ideas of equality, our ideas of freedom, are themselves just masks for this desire of white people to elevate themselves by hurting black people.
Well, but isn't that really all laying the predicate, preparing the fertile ground for the next phase, which is the remaking of our institutions, the remaking of our process? And that's what's so dangerous.
Right. The 1619 Project is the heavy bombardment that comes before the proposals to make radical changes in our Constitution and our way of life by one means or another. So why should people know about the 1619 Project? Because it is a key part of this radical left attempt to change the nature of our country for the worse, to change it into a country that puts racial division perpetually ahead of every other concern.
Well, arming ourselves, defending ourselves with the truth is, in academics and in real life, the best approach. The book is called 1620, a critical response to the 1619 Project. Peter W. Wood, I see many, many reasons that we would hope you would come back, and I trust that you'll accept our invitation. I appreciate what you have to say on here. I'm glad you've written this book, and you're a fantastic guest, and I'd love to see you again.
Okay, thank you much.
Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.